1490 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris will be in North Carolina today to unveil her economic agenda.
The plans include $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homebuyers, a call to build 3 million new housing units, and a first-of-its-kind ban on corporate price gouging on groceries. Her campaign saying in her first 100 days, she will introduce clear rules of the road to make clear that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers to run up excessive corporate profits.
ABC's M. Nguyen. On Thursday, President Biden and the Vice President talked about the first 10 prescription drugs covered by Medicare that'll cost less because of negotiations with Big Pharma. It starts in 2026, projected to save recipients and other taxpayers billions. On trial for the murder of her black neighbor in a dispute, Susan Lorenz told the judge in Ocala, Florida, she will testify in her own defense. This is ABC News. New Jersey Transit, a once proud mass transit agency, has had a terrible summer. Too many canceled and delayed trains to count. It's trying to make amends.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
His publicist reported the death of Peter Marshall, longtime host of the old Hollywood Squares game show. He hosted more than 5,000 episodes of Squares. In an interview with the Archive of American Television, he called it the easiest thing I've ever done in show business. Peter Marshall was 98. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Wins will be here to wrap up the week, and we'll get geared up for the DNC kicking off in Chicago on Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, today, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 this afternoon. 64 tonight, 78 tomorrow. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, actor Sean Astin of Rudy and Lord of the Rings fame will join us. He's stomping for Harris all Saturday across the state. He'll tell us why.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I'm afraid we're a little soggy on a Friday morning all across the state of Wisconsin. Good morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the radio. Welcome in. If you're heading out the door, or now the kids, you got to start thinking about the kids going back to school. Might want to prepare them a little rain jacket or maybe an umbrella for yourself, because the rain is a part of our Friday. Doesn't matter if you're in the La Crosse area, Madison, Milwaukee, everybody's got a chance of rain. Doesn't necessarily look real measurable, anywhere from a tenth to 3/4 of an inch possible, but the winds might be a little on the noticeable side, gusting up to 18 miles an hour. Daytime highs today, if we get there, right around 76 degrees. Rain sticks around overnight and continues on Saturday. By Sunday, though, hopefully sunshine back in our forecast, warming back up to around 83 on Sunday and into the 80s most of next week. Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist, is on the way with weather details. And speaking of weather, taking a closer look at the energy bills that today's modern dairy farm have to try to pay. The average estimate, according to what I'm seeing from the UW Extension Service, is that a typical dairy farm consumes between 800 and 1,200 kilowatt hours per cow annually. You stop and think about your energy bill with the heat we experience from time to time this summer. Well, now amplify that times all the cows that a dairy farm is managing today. We're focused in on how you can lessen the blow to your pocketbook on the farm with focus on energy. Stick around for that conversation. And up next, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days 2024 is now in the rearview mirror. Where are we going in 2025? We'll find out next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Dairy Girl Network invites all dairy women to join them at their biannual conference in Kansas City. The Forward Together Conference is November 5th through 7th and features 25 speakers with breakout sessions and time to connect with fellow farm women. The conference also has a trade show, shopping, and photo headshots. For full details and to register, visit DairyGirlNetwork.com. Registration deadline is October 8th.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Farm Technology Days 2024 near Kadot is history. Now it's on to 2025 Farm Technology Days in Waupaca County on the Clinton Farm next August. Brad Clinton is a member of the family that's going to put on this show where we'll get back to having lots of barns in play with their dairy herd. I'm Bob Bosol at the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. And Brad told us hosting Farm Technology Days for the third time is kind of a labor of love.
Something we enjoy doing for the community. The third time is just like any other. It's a busy time, but it's just something we enjoy to do, you know, showcase the agricultural side of Wisconsin.
Now, it's changed a lot. The show used to be, as we said, Farm Progress Days. Now it's Farm Technology Days. It's not so much a county show anymore as it is more or less, I guess, a private show, private organization. So how has that, at this point in time at least, affected the presentation of the show going forward?
As far as the presentation, I don't know if it affected that much, but it's a little bit more work maybe for us and the committee to find the volunteers and stuff because the county's not doing the work. So it's a little bit more work maybe this time around.
Has the Extension Service in Waupaca County been involved at all, or to this point not so much?
No, they haven't done nothing, and I don't know if they even will do volunteer with anything or not. They might be at the show, but as far as helping, I don't think so.
Now, you had it, as we said, 2003 and
1978.
All right, so it's been spread out, that's for sure. Has the operation changed? It's still a dairy, but how has it changed from 78 to 2003 to 2025?
Well, back in 78, my dad was milking, I think, around 100 cows in a stanchion barn. And then we farmed, you know, probably 1,500 acres then. 2003, we were up to a couple hundred cows in a flat barn step-up parlor with 2,300 acres. And now we, 5 years ago, we expanded to a 50-stall rotary and tunnel-ventilated freestall barn and still farming 2,300 acres. So the farm size, acres is the same, cattle numbers way up, and technology is a lot more than it ever used to be.
Tell us about the technology with that rotary parlor, that merry-go-round. What's all the technology involved in that?
The parlor itself has identification on it. It has milk weights. It has smart detect, which is tests the conductivity of the milk, and it can give you an alert to a cow that's coming down with mastitis maybe a day or two ahead of time before a person would notice it. So it's got all that with automatic takeoffs. We still put the units on by hand, though.
What kind of new construction did this involve?
We built, back in 2019, we built a brand new tunnel-vented freestall barn and a brand new, the parlor was all, buildings were all brand new with a 10 million gallon liquid manure lagoon that we did. So it was a big job that we did.
So what has this meant for labor on the farm, employees, the change in the operation from 78 to where we are now with the rotary?
The ease of doing the milking is a lot easier. Cow numbers per person is way up. You know, we can milk 150 to 175 cows per person per hour. So two people milking is milking a lot more cows per hour than we were milking, you know, with three people in the old parlor.
How much of a challenge was it to get the cows to accept the parlor? Anytime you get cows in changing their routine, so to speak, you can have some challenges. Was that a problem?
Well, the first milking or two, you were wondering why you did it because they did not want to go on. But, you know, the third, fourth milking, the fourth, fifth day, everything got easier and easier. You know, by a month, it was pretty good. You could really tell about a year into it is when, you know, every cow got through their lactation on the parlor is when things really just started rolling right along. So it took time.
What about herd health, udder health, and production with this new system?
As far as the herd health and all that, it's pretty much stayed the same. Some of the cows in our new freestall barn are producing more milk. They're on sand-bedded, tunnel-ventilated barns, so they're a lot more comfortable, and that definitely helps.
What about the ventilation system that you do have in there?
That's all computerized. It's got it's tunnel vent with pusher fans over the stalls, one big curtain on the end, so it's very comfortable. When it's a hot day, when it's 85, 90 degrees, you walk into that barn, and you can't tell that the cows are uncomfortable at all.
Clinton Farms over in Waupaca County will host the 2025 Farm Technology Days. Brad Clinton is with us. Brad, the dates and the location of the farm.
It'll be held in Bear Creek, Wisconsin on August 5th through the 7th.
And the best way to get over there?
Highway 29 to the east, coming from the west. From the south, you're coming up 41 to 45. So it's pretty easy to find, actually.
Now, the focus of the show will be what? We're going to have field demonstrations. We're going to be able to see the milking facility, the parlor, the housing. What all will be available for the folks to come and see?
As of right now, people won't be able to walk around the buildings. We're thinking about doing some kind of a tour with a tram or a bus. Tent City will come up to pretty close to the parlor where the doors will be open and people can sit on the bleachers and watch the milking in the afternoon. Field demos are, as of now, we're talking about doing a wheat demo, possibly combining, depending on if the wheat's ready sooner or later. Otherwise, we'll do tiling. There's going to be a tiling demo, tillage demos, and then hay demos.
So what are we going to do with the hay? How do you put your hay up, and what do you do with the wheat?
The hay will be all for chopping. I'm not for sure, you know, if we'll do any baling. It maybe depends on the weather, you know, coming up. The wheat will be, the grain will be sold. The straw, we will bale the straw, and we'll use that at the farm.
Now, on the farm, do you raise your own young stock? Do you farm out the heifers until they get ready to freshen? What's the young stock program all about?
We raise everything at the farm. We raise all the bull calves, too, for beef, for feeder cattle. So everything is raised at our farm by us.
And the employee numbers that you do have, you must have to have some, because that's a lot of work on that farm.
Yep. We do a lot of, there's me and my dad, my sister and her son. We do a lot of it. But we do also have help for the milking and that stuff. And then we have some part-time guys with all the field work.
What's been the advance interest and excitement, I don't know what other term you want to use, for the show coming back to your farm a third time in the community around there? Folks are stepping up and saying, we're here to help you?
Well, we're just kind of getting started with volunteering, people volunteering, and there's been a number of people that want to volunteer, you know, and at the farm, you know, it's our third time, so it's, you know, it's still exciting, but yet it's not like, you know, say our first time or second time doing it, you know. So, but we're still a very big part of the show and making it to be a good show.
I have to ask you, what was the conversation, you and your dad and everybody else in the family, say, yeah, let's do this a third time? How did this all come about, and what kind of give and take was there?
Well, when they hosted the show back in 1978, that was the 25th anniversary. 2003 was the 50th anniversary. So at that time, they were always kidding that they were going to come back for the 75th anniversary. But with the show being, you know, whether they're going to keep going with the show or not, this is a little sooner than 75th. So they came back now and want us to host it. So we were, and we have new facilities too, so we were on board with it.
So what's the next generation's interest in being on the farm?
The kids, they help some. The little guy loves to be out there the most. And, you know, he'll be out there all day if you could let him. So, and my daughter here, she wants to be a veterinarian, so she's got some interest with the cattle.
Boy, that would do it. Again, Clinton Farms will host 2025 Farm Technology Days over in Bear Creek in Waupaca County. Brad Clinton with us. And, Brad, again, the dates of the show in 2025 at your farm.
August 5th through the 7th. Hope to see you there.
We will all be there. So enjoy it. 2025 Farm Technology Days in Waupaca County with Brad Clinton. I'm Bob Bosold.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Mark Hewson from Bell & Sports Medicine joins us. He'll have great health advice for us, like always.
And then our Football Friday segment brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over with a former Packer. Join us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
By Walker's point, said the Allen Bradley clock can barely be seen. It's so foggy out there. And then we've got Tony and Slinger with 0.9 inch of rain. That's where we stand so far this morning. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, along with us on our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Friday. What kind of rainfall reports are you getting from the National Weather Service?
Well, I see that Madison says 0.45 inch, La Crosse 0.44 inch, Fond du Lac 0.48 inch, Wausau up there 0.73 inch, and my friend John near Armstrong 0.75 on the buttons. So
okay, all right, yeah,
it's wet,
and it's still coming in, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a second little wave that could try to move in. Well, beyond what we see this morning is some rain just about over Lake Winnebago, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, up into the Fox Valley, up toward Green Bay as well. And then if you head up toward Tomahawk, well north of Wausau, there's just a small area of some rain and a little scattered shower activity back in southeast North Dakota. But low pressure is still lingering over northern Minnesota and is going to pull on through Wisconsin again today. And I expect that will mean another round of some rainfall. So we are going to talk again today about some showers or even a thunderstorm. Could be up to another quarter, half inch amount of rain almost anywhere later today or tonight. And a chance that a scattered shower lingers Saturday. Temperatures warm too this weekend, back up around 80 or more. Sounds pretty summery by Sunday. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Now is not the time for Wisconsin farmers to relax when it comes to monitoring their fields for insects and nutrient needs. Steve Bailey, market manager for Helena Agri in Monroe, says they're watching a lot of different elements that could impact your outcome.
You've probably heard, or many have heard, there's a little bit of tar spots speckled in our trade area. It's not widespread that I've found, but we have found a few spots of it. So trying to keep an eye on that, looking at bugs and beans, and then thinking about soil sampling for the months to come here as the crop gets off. Obviously, the wheat's off already, so if anybody needs that sampled, we can get that done. And then silage is probably about a month out, maybe a little bit more, depending on what our weather looks like for the next 30 days. But kind of gearing up for fall, trying to see what we're taking off for yields, and then correlate it back to what do we need to put back on the fields.
Steve Bailey, market manager for Helena Agri. He's in Monroe. You can find him all online, helenaagri.com.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast.
All right, the Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast, a foggy start for many. Cloudy skies today, some morning showers and storms east, redeveloping from west to east a bit later today as well, and up into the low 80s with the southwest winds about 5 to 10. Still that chance for a shower or a storm in the evening, mostly cloudy overnight, and we hold in the mid-60s, low to mid-60s, with a west wind tomorrow. more of a partly sunny day and a slight chance of a shower, especially toward midday or afternoon, west to east developing in that time frame. Upper 70s with northwest winds, mostly sunny Sunday, Pam, more likely around 80 with the north breeze, and upper 70s to 80 with sun on Monday. At least it dries out wrapping up the weekend.
Yeah, and then that 80 sticks around front part of next week, doesn't it?
Yeah, upper 70s to 80 degrees right on through about Thursday and Friday, so a warm one.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. Maybe I'll see you at Badger Steam and Gas.
We'll see what happens.
That's what happens. Tumuck, our ag meteorologist, always got something happening. He's bringing you your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. You can find out more and get ready for that tech seminar coming up next week. Go to compeer.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the last report of our series on protections against overturning the presidential election, we consider what happens if the state official authorized to certify your state's election results refuses to do so. It's not as far-fetched as you think. Ohio's hyper-partisan Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, made no attempt to hide recent partisan attempts to change the rules for citizen ballot initiatives, try to stop initiatives his party didn't like, and aggressively purge black and brown voter registrations. Pro-democracy organization PublicWise is also tracking statewide officials considered election threats, including the election board chair and vice chair in Wisconsin, the secretary of state in Florida, and the lieutenant governor of Georgia, among seven battleground states. Democracy Docket disturbingly pointed out that in states including Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Nevada, candidates elected November 5th could be sworn in before the federal December 11th certification deadline, meaning an incoming governor or secretary of state election denier could be the executive authorized to certify. Most states have penalties for willful obstruction of election proceedings. Failing that, the U.S. Justice Department could enforce the new Electoral Count Reform Act, Voting Rights Act, or civil rights laws. Those may not keep rogue officials from trying. We've linked to more analysis at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris will be in North Carolina today to unveil her economic agenda.
The plans include $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homebuyers, a call to build 3 million new housing units, and a first-of-its-kind ban on corporate price gouging on groceries. Her campaign saying in her first 100 days she will introduce clear rules of the road to make clear that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers to run up excessive corporate profits.
ABC's M. Nguyen. On Thursday, President Biden and the vice president talked about the first 10 prescription drugs covered by Medicare that'll cost less because of negotiations with Big Pharma. It starts in 2026, projected to save recipients and other taxpayers billions. On trial for the murder of her black neighbor in a dispute, Susan Lorenz told the judge in Ocala, Florida, she will testify in her own defense. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons after a counselor was killed earlier this summer. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates. Microsoft is increasing its footprint on the former Foxconn site in Racine County. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second, and then really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver, a chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of all the best people who could be in a second Trump administration. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, today mostly cloudy with a high near 80 this afternoon. 64 tonight, 78 tomorrow. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It may be one of the prettiest fair sites in the state, and Brown County has hosted its historic fair along the riverfront in West De Pere for more than 165 years. The theme is a little something for everyone, and they're not kidding. There's a demolition derby, a professional rodeo competition, horse, truck, and tractor pulls, special shows just for the kids, nightly live music, exhibits including everything from animals to antiques, photography to woodworking, rooster crowing contest, games, rides, homemade wine and beer judging, and food. Lots of food. Oh, your admission price, including parking, rides, and all the events. How about that? Fairgrounds open at 8 a.m. Carnival area gets going after 11, 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. It all shuts down at 10:30, 11:30 on weekend nights. The Brown County Fair runs Wednesday, August 14th through Sunday, August 18th. Enjoy. And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Now, I was involved in politics for 30-plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the roads.
It's not just cities. It's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, don't forget county fairs continue around our listening area. Welcome back, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke, and it is going to be fabulous at the Grant County Fairgrounds down in Lancaster. That fair continues through the weekend. The folks at the Juneau County Fair in Mauston welcome you up as well. And the Dodge County Fair in Beaver Dam continues through Sunday. In fact, if you want to see something really cute, go to the Dodge County Fair in Beaver Dam this morning at 11 o'clock. They've got their Junior Britches Showmanship Contest. These are the little kids, grades 3 through 4, showing dairy calves, or generally dairy calves. It is really something to see. The Junior Britches Showmanship Contest this morning at 11 at the Dodge County Fair in Beaver Dam. Just a little something I thought I'd share with you on a Friday morning. We've got more on the way, including how dairy farmers can cut their energy bills. Trying to keep those milking girls comfortable in the hot summer months can get expensive. And our dairy farmers really don't have any choice. You have to keep those cows comfortable if you want them to keep producing. What can you do to manage your energy bills? One of the conversations we've got on the way. So today is the 16th day of August. Let's see, what can I share with you this morning? So let's see, on this day, back in 1898, the patent for the loop-de-loop roller coaster is finally awarded. Yep, the patent office decided the loop-de-loop roller coaster would go to an American inventor named Edwin Prescott. And the first loop-de-loop roller coaster went in Coney Island, New York. It was able to only carry 4 people at a time when it first started. That's how the roller coaster craze began back on this day, 1898. On this day in 1954, the very first issue of Sports Illustrated was on the newsstands. But you know what? It wasn't profitable for the first few years of its existence. The boost in spectator sports eventually helped it to become successful. Sports Illustrated on newsstands on this day back in 1954. Couple birthdays today. Director-producer James Cameron, 70 years young today. Happy birthday to Madonna. She is 66. And actor Steve Carell, 62 years young, on this Friday. And now you know, the first $50 million of the $150 million total dollars available now on their way out to rural communities through the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. It's being administered through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Mike Colas is the executive director of the Wisconsin Towns Association. They've been very involved in not only trying to secure that financing, but also monitoring the process of evaluating where the money should be invested. He said the $50 million that's going out the door right now doesn't nearly do what we need in Wisconsin to improve our infrastructure, but it's a start.
We have a $150 million pilot program. $50 million has been dispersed already. 37 projects were awarded across the state of Wisconsin, corn, beans, potatoes, timber, a whole variety of different commodity groups are going to be benefited by that, by improving roadways that are frequently traveled that currently have weight limits right now. And when you use this money for ARIP, those weight limits go away. We're building all-season roads, which is something we've wanted to do in the state of Wisconsin for a long time, start to create these thoroughfares that don't have that impediment, which will save farmers time, money, gasoline, wear and tear on their vehicles, et cetera. It's just a good thing for the ag economy. We have a second round of AREP. The applications were just announced about a week and a half ago by WISDOT. The application deadline is September 30th. So any towns that are interested in getting a project funded that is funded 90% by the state, or any of the agricultural interests listening to the show today that are interested in approaching a town official to say, hey, we'd like this road done. It would really save us some money and time and et cetera. Approach your town officials. Ask them to work with you to get the application in and hopefully get an award. It really is a team effort. A town by itself is not going to be able to put together an application that's going to be successful on its own. And so the partnership between the ag folks and the town folks is really, really important.
Mike Colas, he is the executive director of the Wisconsin Towns Association. Again, like he said, the next application period is open now for the remaining $100 million available in the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. So farms, if you don't like the quality of the roads or bridges near you, get together with your town officials and get that proposal process started today. You can find more at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. You can find more on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. Yesterday, we talked with Cody Koster from EverAg about dairy trying to hold the line when it came to cheese prices. Well, yesterday we did that and then some. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
So yesterday when we visited with broker analyst Cody Koster from EverAg, he made the comment that the cheese market needed to hold on to its gains not only yesterday, but today as well. Well, they got the job done yesterday for sure. Barrel cheese yesterday was up 8.5 cents to 225. 40-pound block cheese went up 7.25 at 210. Double A butter even gained 2.5 cents to 314.5 per pound. This morning in Chicago, our fluid milk contracts are still holding solid ground. Right now, September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 15 cents at 22.20 a hundredweight. October's up to 22.42 a hundredweight. So we'll see if we can hang on to those strong dairy numbers through the trade session today. Not so strong in our grain market. December corn's down 3 right now at 394. November soybeans are down 7, currently at 961. September wheat is up a penny at 529 a bushel. Been a little while since I share livestock numbers with you, but boy, I'll tell you, the beef market continues to remain strong. For the farmers selling those beef steers, they're ranging 178 to 193 this week in the equity barns. Holstein steers, 160 to 177. Cows are ranging from 114 to 130 in this week's market. Holstein bull calves, $500 to $690 per animal. The heifers, $160 to $400 an animal. And those beef and beef cross calves, $740 to $910 per animal. Yowza. You know, we convert those animals into some tasty products here in the state of Wisconsin. And now we're getting ready to inspire even more Wisconsin meat processors. The Wisconsin Meat Processing School, coming up September 17th through the 19th on the UW-Madison campus at the beautiful Meat Science and Animal Biologics Discovery Building. And I really like this. So they are going to be talking about basic meat science, non-meat ingredients, sausages, sausage emulsification, dry and semi-dry sausage. They're going to talk about the food safety things you have to be mindful of, shelf life, cooking, smoking, sanitation. And I talked with Dr. Jeff Sindelar, who is one of the professors for the Wisconsin Meat Processing School. And he said what's really interesting is the class projects turn into lunch. So basically, whatever you're making in class, your peers, your fellow instructors are going to get a chance to evaluate over lunch. Now, the best way to find registration details, go to the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors or our website, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair at our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hamnish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
It's a chill run pretty much anywhere where somebody's got a project they're working on or planning so that you can make the most of the focus on energy rebates. And today we want to focus in on something that's starting to come front and center as far as topics, conversations, Jess, and that's the grain drying program that Focus on Energy has. It's not exactly something that's been in place for a long, long time, though, is it? This is what? Third or fourth year that grain dryer evaluations have been offered through Focus on Energy?
Yeah, we've had the incentive out there for a number of years, but I think just over probably the past 4 years, it's really taken some traction, and we've been able to help quite a few people with incentives.
Yeah, excellent. What are we talking about this fall, Jessica? I mean, part of the reason I'm asking is we are getting closer and closer to the harvest. Sometimes some of these practices and procedures can take a little while. Give folks, first of all, an idea on the grain energy rebate program and what Focus on Energy likes to see farms and agribusinesses doing.
Yeah, so there's, you know, of course, grain dryers are going to be one of those big, significant energy consumers on a crop farm. So, you know, we like to see them putting in more efficient technology. So usually people are going to be using some kind of high temperature drying system. This could be in bin or a freestanding grain dryer or standalone grain dryer, I should say. Those are okay, but they're not quite the most energy efficient. Mixed flow dryers are probably the most energy efficient one that we've seen and most common bolt. So they use about 40% less energy than your more common types of drying.
Right. Now, this year, of course, we faced all kinds of challenges with the growing season. Not sure exactly how the yields are going to end up. This is another way that we can kind of add a couple pennies to the bottom line as far as efficiency is concerned. So tell us a little bit more about what happens when it comes to evaluating that grain dryer. As you pointed out, different systems, different energy consumption. Walk us through what we should be looking at or thinking about for possibly engaging in a tune-up.
Yep, absolutely. So if you're looking for a grain dryer tune-up and to kind of make sure that your grain dryer is operating at the highest efficiency, so we would work with your service provider, and we want them to be, you know, doing certain things, cleaning, you know, fans and screens, burners, etc., calibrating sensors, and then optimizing those controls. So we offer $100 off of your tune-up cost if that service provider performs that tune-up for you. And you can take advantage of this every calendar year, so prior to every drying season.
And little tune-ups, like you pointed out, can make a big difference when it comes to energy consumption overall. We've got a feeling this could be a wet crop coming in, so knowing how that dryer functions is kind of important, huh?
Absolutely, yep. Any pennies you can save on that drying cost definitely helps.
We also focus in on if you're looking at improvements, if you're building something new, anytime you're going to do that around the farm, whether it's a grain dryer or something else, Focus on Energy would like to be involved in that conversation early on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The sooner the better. That way we can make sure anything you're doing, we can catch any qualifying equipment or, you know, suggest different equipment that would qualify if you're not already looking at it.
Tell me a little bit more about some of the other incentives out there to upgrade your grain dryer. Those are kind of interesting, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So the upgrade incentive is $16 per bushel an hour of drying capacity. We use that 10-point moisture removal for corn. We'll help you out with that, getting that right number off of that spec sheet and work with whoever your installer is. Corn dryers are eligible, and the new dryer must improve the efficiency by 250 BTUs per pound of water. So we'll run all those numbers for you based on your old and new dryers.
Right, and it looks like it's a couple different things that are looked at by your trade service provider, advanced controls, grain heat recovery, all that. But like you said, really you guys do all the work. All they have to do is pick up the phone. Is that correct?
Yep, pretty much. As long as you let us know what you're doing, a lot of times we can get most of the information from whoever is installing your dryer. So there should be minimal paperwork and minimal work on your part.
Jessica Mills is along with us, one of the Focus on Energy advisors. And by the way, since 2020, 87 dryers across Wisconsin have received some incentives to upgrade their grain dryer. And they believe those incentives totaled over $1.5 million. 24 trade allies across the state that have worked with those customers to try to get that done. And Focus on Energy is also available for natural gas dryers as well as propane dryers. You can find out more online right now at focusonenergy.com/catalogs and or give them a call as well. The toll-free number for Focus on Energy is 800-762-7077, 800-762-7077. What else are you working on these days, Jessica? Because I know none of you Focus on Energy advisors are limited to just one avenue. What else are you hearing from farms and agribusinesses across the state?
Yeah, we still have, you know, a number of dairy and specific incentives available, variable speed drives on all of those pumps. Fans, lighting. We also have tune-ups on the dairy refrigeration side as well. A number of other livestock incentives, greenhouse incentives. So, yeah, definitely give us a call if you're looking at doing anything, whether you're a crop or dairy or livestock farm.
And don't buy anything, because you guys will tell them exactly what model number they need. You'll do all the paperwork. All they essentially have to do is sign, usually.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Again, Jessica Milston along with us, talking about all the benefits you can find just by asking her or any of our Focus on Energy advisors to engage in the conversation. Start your search now. FocusOnEnergy.com. Under the services, you'll find agribusiness. That's where you can connect with all of our Focus on Energy advisors. Or pick up the phone and give them a call. 800-762-7077. That's 800-762-7077. One of the great energy saving opportunities and money-saving benefits that Wisconsin farms and agribusinesses can tap into. FocusOnEnergy.com. Jessica Milsna, our guest today. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
How a USDA grant program helped a small meat processor in Wisconsin expand operations. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Excavation was scheduled to begin this week to expand J.M. Watkins Meats and Meat Processing in Plum City in west central Wisconsin, thanks to a grant from the USDA Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program. Owner Brandon Clare.
We're thinking right now it would probably be another five or six full-time employees, because our building that we're in is 124 years old. It was really never set up for a meat locker. So just with the employees we have in a new efficient building, we could probably cut an extra five beef a week.
Claire says customers can barely squeeze into the store now, but that'll change.
Our retail is about 6 feet wide by about 12 feet long. Our new retail will be about 20 by 40, and we're going to have a drive-through for people to pick up fresh meat.
Claire is looking forward to offering additional services, too, when construction finishes.
We're floating around some ideas of maybe a restaurant, maybe a commercial kitchen that you could rent out if you had projects that you wanted to do but you needed a commercial kitchen. We do have a fair amount of cold storage, so that could be beneficial. And there's been talk about maybe cutting deer in that building during the deer hunting season.
The program was designed by USDA Rural Development to encourage competition and sustainable growth in the U.S. meat processing sector while enhancing supply chain resiliency. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Wins will be here to wrap up the week, and we'll get geared up for the DNC kicking off in Chicago on Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
Today, we are going to talk about the rent-to-own hustle. All kinds of stuff is offered on a rent-to-own basis. Appliances, furniture, electronic equipment, even used cars. And the deal with rent-to-own is that you don't own the thing, whatever it is, until you've made years of weekly or monthly payments that are usually small and seem affordable. This totally happened to an old boyfriend of mine. Cody wanted to buy a TV. It cost $200. He didn't have it. But he went to this rent-to-own place who said that they could hook him up with it for $8.50 a week. Which seemed okay until afterwards we did the math and it turns out he paid more than $600 for a $200 TV. I mean, the interest rates were sky high. They're usually around 300% and as much as 500%. If you can, save up and then buy. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An escaped murderer who had been on the run in